欢迎收听可可英语独家专栏节目可可 Radio， 我是安夏，安静的安，夏天的夏。微信上搜索公众号安夏说英语可以找到我。 We are talking about something school listeners do differently， 一起来聊成为一个更棒的倾听者他们会是什么样的呢？They are emotional intelligent， 他们情商高。 Emotional intelligent or the awareness of our emotions and the emotions of those around us can help enhance any interaction， especially when it comes to listening。 情商或者对自己和周围人的情绪的警觉，能够帮助提升互动，尤其是在倾听的时候。 According to Travis Bradbury, author of Emotional Intelligence 2.0, Cultivating a high EQ is paramount when sharpening your listening skills. And your test of practice and focus. 据情商 2.0 的作者特拉维·布拉德伯里所讲，培养高情商对提高倾听技术是至关重要的，而它所需的全部就是练习和专注。 When you are caught up with thinking about what you are going to say next, you are not listening. He told the Chicago Tribune in 2011, But if you stop what you are doing and really focus on the person talking,You activate neurons in your brain and your body starts to hone in on the other person. This helps you retain more information. 当你先于思考接下来要讲的内容的时候，其实你没有在倾听。这是他在2011年芝加哥论坛报的采访中讲到的。但如果你停止自己正在做的，真正专注于讲话的人，你大脑和身体里活跃的神经细胞会专注到另外这个人，这能够帮助你获得更多的信息。 Okay, that's what we talk about today. 以上就是下聊的一个小话题。 Some things good listeners do differently. 好的倾听者是什么样的呢？你是一个好的倾听者吗？可以参考对照一下哦，或者说也可以互相学习一下哦。更多正能量英语请关注可可英语可可 Radio。 如果想在节目之后跟我一起来开口说英语，可以关注我的微信公众号安夏说英语。